That's a good idea for the government, but what we're doing, like, we're not really following by action, you know, concrete action, what we just said. Because everybody knows that Mr. Soros was, the government sentenced him to life in prison, you know, and they seized all his belongings, they sold it. And seeing like you can return, I mean, like, are they really sincere in what they think? That's a big issue, because you cannot condemn someone and tell him, okay, you're free to come. So for them to make it concrete, I think they have a power to really take action. Like the decision they made, they could withdraw it. You say, okay, you'll not be accounting for any judicial action. So in this situation, if it was you, you know what, like you've been condemned for an action, and they're waiting for you to put it in jail or to arrest you. And then they tell you, okay, you can come, nothing, you're free to come. Will you go back if it was you? That's the question we all ask. If the government want him to come, they need like to be really concrete, you know, have an action where Mr. Soros will really feel confident to go back and, you know that nothing will happen to him.
Why not Mr. Soros come back just the same way that former President Laurent Gbagbo did?
That's a good question. But you remember when Mr. Gbagbo was free from International Court of Justice, you know, and he was waiting for his passport? He spent like, I would say, a year before going back to Ivory Coast, because he didn't go directly. That means there was like kind of negotiation between the government and him. But concerning Mr. Soros, they never intend anything. You know, like before we go, all these people, they were really negotiation. The government sent people to them, and they also talk. But with Mr. Soros, they never engage any negotiation, anything. So we don't say Mr. Soros doesn't say he doesn't want to go back, but he want like some guarantee, like, you know, who said the government is really truly saying what they mean what they say. Like, you don't tell someone to come when you have like a big stick waiting for him. That's the case actually we all think it's going to be, because if Mr. Soros go today, his life will be in danger, and he know that.
In the meantime, where is Mr. Soros himself?
As you said last time, he was able to get like asylum from Niger. The Niger government allowed him to stay there. So everywhere in the world now, everybody know that he's in Niger. He even went to Burkina Faso a couple days ago. So everybody knows where he is now. So if the government really want to negotiate, we can do it. We know how Chad opponent, Mr. Nasra, they have to intend the start like negotiation before he went back to Chad. The government didn't say, oh, you just come. If you want someone to come, you don't say it in the news. You know how to reach him. You know how to follow the steps so the person can go peacefully. But right now, that's not the case. That's what we believe, like, it's like a trap for him to go back now if he decides to go, because the government is after him.